This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 252 for Wednesday, February 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE futures canola contracts were mixed on Wednesday, with losses in the most active old crop contracts and a firmer tone in the more deferred months. Canola down 30 cents in the March contract at $1,021.70 per ton. New crop November, it's up $1.90 at the final bell at $845.30. While a firmer tone in the Chicago soybeans and soy oil today provided some underlying support, canola has been overpriced relative to the soy complex, and the spreads between the two oilseeds were seeing some adjustment. Tight old crop canola supplies do remain supportive, but demand is being rationed at current levels. The Canadian dollar held relatively steady today, providing little direction. In the U.S., soybeans remained pointed higher, while corn and wheat were both down. Soybeans have been trending higher all week, hitting fresh contract highs again today before running into some resistance. The March contract up 16 cents at $15.45 per bushel. Solid export demand was supportive, with the USDA announcing private export sales of 380,000 tons to unknown destinations this morning. Production uncertainty in South America remained supportive as well, as a number of forecasters have been lowering their projections for the continent. Solid demand from the domestic crush sector was another underpinning influence, with the 198.2 million bushels processed by U.S. crushers in December, a new monthly record. Meanwhile, corn is weaker, March down 12 cents at $6.22 per bushel. While the gains in beans were supportive, corn got pulled lower in sympathy with wheat. 485.8 million bushels of corn were used for ethanol production in December, and that was supportive as it marked the second highest monthly total on record. Wheat is a little lower across the board, with forecasts calling for some welcome moisture in the dry southern plains behind some of the selling pressure. Minneapolis down 6 cents in the March contract at $9.09 per bushel. Kansas City down 16 cents in March at $7.69 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 14 cents in the March contract at $7.55 per bushel. The ongoing tensions between Russia and Ukraine did keep some caution in the wheat market, tempering the losses, as those two countries are major world wheat exporters. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, February 2nd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.